Here we go. It is episode number 55 of the Rosie Report. Jim Rosenhaus along with you from Minneapolis today as we join you from the banks of the mighty Mississippi, the Guardians and Twins in a huge three-game series here. Great to be back with you after a short hiatus for episode number 55 following a Twins win in the series opener on Monday night by a final score of 10-6. Wild start to the game as both teams were just scoring at will early on before it settled down late, and the Twins come away with a win. So the lead now for Minnesota in the division is 7 games, and things become that much tougher for the Guardians, but still 5 games left with Minnesota. So time to turn it around, but certainly they're getting to that point where there is just a very slim margin for error as they head down the stretch. Coming up a little bit later on in our podcast today, we will hear from veteran first baseman now, Cole Calhoun, a career outfielder whose path to playing time here with Cleveland has been at first base, and he has certainly made an impact both at the plate and in the field. We'll talk to him about that and being in a pennant race as well down the stretch. But first, a look back at Monday night series opener. It was a game that early the Guardians put a 4-run inning up on Kenta Maeda, helped in large part by the handiwork at the plate of Bo Naylor.
Now the 2-1. Swung on, this is hammered to deep center. Falling down is Taylor. Gets back up. It doesn't matter. It's a bomb over the wall in center. Bo Naylor to dead center. A 2-run home run to make it 4-0 Cleveland. Michael Taylor turned to run back on it, fell down. Then when he scrambled to his feet, it was a moot point. That ball just kept carrying. And Bo Naylor has his 6th home run, 18 RBIs, 4-0 Cleveland, as they have hit a home run, 2 doubles, and a single this inning.
But that was the high point for the Guardians, as right in the bottom half of the 2nd inning, the Twins came right back and scored 6 times, and they were on their way to the 10-6 win. After the game, our good buddy Andre Knott was downstairs in the clubhouse, and he had a chance to visit with Bo Naylor, who hit his 6th home run of the season, really starting to come on at the plate here down the stretch.
I think it's just really honing in on, you know, my plan, my approach, and sticking to it. I think that my swing's in a good spot. It's just a matter of having the right plan and executing it.
How frustrating is it to see you guys score the way you guys did earlier? What did you see that happened that kind of opened up everything for them?
They made do with some mistake pitches. But that's baseball. I mean, you know, things like these are going to happen. It's just a matter of having short-term memory, picking up the guys need to be picked up, and, being ready for the next one.
Well, what kind of focus did you guys have coming into the series with knowing kind of the implications in hand?
Just putting an emphasis on playing hard and making sure that we're taking care of the controllables. Making sure that we're going out there, making sure that everyone is, you know, doing the things they're supposed to do. That there's a big emphasis on this series, but, tough one tonight, but we're going to come ready tomorrow.
Also after the game, Terry Francona, Guardians manager, talked about the tough start for Xavion Curry.
You know, a couple balls I thought they went out of the zone to hit, but then other balls were just elevated probably way too much, and they made some pretty good contact.
What do you think of your approach against Maeda?
I thought we did a really good job. When you score 4 in the second like that, you feel good. It's just about 10 minutes later, same thing will make you laugh, make you cry.
You don't see 2 balks in a game very often. The one with Curry, was it when they hit it seemed like he stopped when the pitch called? I don't know.
He did hesitate, or when he started to come up. Yeah. He's a kind of guy, he has to declare when there's a run on third, or, you know. And with James, it almost looked like he got his arm almost like got stuck.
Do you think of what Futterberg did coming out?
He did a number on us. You know, he kid in his first start, and once he got comfortable, he ran through us pretty quick.
What have your impressions been of Bryce Lewis?
he's got a chance to be a star in this league.
And something that we have found as this season has gone along and we get to know him a lot better, Curry, Xavion Curry, who started last night and allowed 6 runs in 2 innings, is one of the most stand-up players on the team, and he talked about his effort last night, not sugarcoating it, but still optimistic about the chances.
Thought I came out in the first inning and attacked, and even thought I came out in the second inning and attacked, and then just let some pitches get away from me. They got some hits, and, you know, they took advantage of the pitches that I did leave in the zone. So I just, you know, just the execution in that second inning, you know, just kind of the same old story. You know, you execute those pitches, and you kind of get the results you want.
Looked like you got squeezed on a couple of call before the first home run. Just how does that, and I know you're not going to make an excuse, but how does that play in your mind when the strike zone's a little tight?
Especially in game, you know, you can't really see the zone, but it does kind of make you feel like, was that there, or do I need to, you know, get in the zone a little more? So, I try to eliminate that and just let the umpire call this game, and I still try to pitch my game and execute my pitches. So at the end of the day, I feel like if I go beat those guys, then they can't beat me. So I, you know, just take it out of the umpire's hand.
As a team, how do you feel like you guys will bounce back from this game?
I feel like we'll bounce back good. We'll always bounce back. Throughout the season, it's been ups and downs. Been a couple tough games, but we always come back. We always still fight for each other. You know, we always keep the same dynamic. So we'll be back. We'll be better.
Disappointing just the fact that so much is riding kind of on the series against them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and every time I step out there, I want to, like I say, do my job to put the team in the best position to win the game. So, yeah, I am disappointed that, you know, I didn't really fulfill that role today.
So that's a recap of the series opener here in Minneapolis last night. And now tonight, the Guardians back at it with Gavin Williams on the hill, the rookie, trying to keep things rolling in what has been a tremendous first season in the major leagues for him. And if you're tuned in Cleveland, our first pitch time is 7:40 with an airtime for the warm-up show of 7:05. Before the game yesterday, we had a chance to visit with Cole Calhoun, the career outfielder who has been playing a lot of first base for the Guardians here. That's the opportunity for him after signing with this ball club in early August. And we talked to him about how things have gone so far, as he has made certainly a big impact on this team.
I mean, just going out and playing and having fun. You know, I kind of talked about the adjustments that I've made in the off season and wanted to get back to the player that I used to be. And it's been a lot of fun playing baseball, you know, and had success kind of every stop that I've made this year. And so I can say that I expected it, but it was what I was planning on coming up here and doing. And it's you never know how it's going to go. I mean, small sample size and a lot of good players. A sample size like that can go a lot of different ways, you know, and so just happy with the success and happy being out here playing and having fun.
Has the opportunity that you've gotten, has that been a surprise at all, not knowing coming in what it would be?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I was sitting in AAA and waiting for 30 teams, you know, to give me a shot. So this one came up, and the shot was at first base, and go out and see what you can do with the bat, and it's went pretty well, you know, and haven't played a lot of first base, but starting to get a little comfortable over there.
And you mentioned that, and I see you out there before the game every day, no matter it's a day game, night game, doesn't matter. You and Mike Sarbaugh working on things. But the play in the ninth inning yesterday, I'm guessing that's not one you can really work on a whole lot. And where does that come from, the ability to make that play on just a split-second decision?
Yeah, I don't know. I think everything for me over at first base has kind of been reactionary. And I don't know. I was supposed to be in on a bump play, came right to me, felt right to throw a third, thought I had time, and I don't know, we got the guy out, and I mean, ended up changing the game. You know, you never know what happens. Guy on third, less than two, so we get him out at third, and next guy grounds in double play, and we're out of the inning, end up winning that ball game. So I don't know, it just ball came to me, made a play. That's all I could say about that.
And you mentioned the adjustments at the plate that you made in the off season. It seems whether you've gotten results or not, you've had good at-bats. And is that the key in an 11th inning when you come up with a chance to do some damage?
Yeah, I think just kind of overall. I wanted the ability to come into each day and be able to compete. I think there was a lot of times last year and previous years that, it was kind of feast or famine. It was going to be a really good day or it was going to be really bad. And I was trying to kind of limit those highs and lows, and I feel like I've been able to be a little bit more consistent this year, and so I'm trying to have good at bats no matter what situation, you know, that I'm in. So We'll see how it goes, man. Putting one foot in front of the other and living it day by day, and it's been fun.
Stay with us. We'll have more with Cole Calhoun after this short break. Welcome back to Guardians Warm Up. Cole Calhoun joining us as the Guardians get ready to take on the Twins tonight. And Cole, Cleveland is close enough where this is a big series. And when you look at that, how exciting is that, especially for a veteran player with the season that you've had, trying to find that good spot at the major league level, to be in these types of games now the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, this is awesome. This is what every baseball player wants, you know, having meaningful games as you get into September. And this is fun. We've got a great opportunity right in front of us. These are the guys that we're chasing, so we got to play these guys tough. And I'm excited about it. I mean, it's going to be a great atmosphere. This is a big game. Every pitch is going to be important, and so it's going to be fun to go out and play.
And you're one of the veteran players here with a lot of young players on this team. What do you see in that clubhouse, though, that gives you confidence that they'll be able to play to the best of their abilities in these big games?
Yeah, I think they're just relaxed. They're taking it day by day, game by game, and not making the moment, I think, bigger than what it is. You start looking at the big picture and looking down the road and where we're at, I think, gets a little bit harder once you can focus on kind of just that day to day. You kind of simplify things, and so just out here playing baseball, and we want to play good baseball, you know, and so that's got to happen tonight. We can't worry about tomorrow, we can't worry about what happened before, you know. I think if we get on a hot streak, you never know what can happen.
Good stuff, Cole. Thanks a lot for coming by. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Cole Calhoun. Very optimistic, obviously, before the game, and I'm sure he will still be, along with his teammates, heading into play tonight, still with five opportunities to take on the Twins head-to-head over the next 2 weeks. That's going to do it for episode number 55, this edition of the Rosie Report. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading and listening to the Rosie Report.